Hey, what's going on, everybody? I know it's been a while, and I'm back. So for those of you that don't know, I'm Steven Delamora. I'm the host of the Human Being Project, and I'm super, super excited and happy to be doing this again. A lot of stuff has happened. The last time I posted was during COVID times. I'm sure for me, as well as for a lot of people, there was a lot of uncertainty, and it also got a little bit hectic towards the end. I was working two jobs. I was just trying to do anything I could for cash. I wasn't going to give up easy, and I just kept going after. On top of that, I ended up on July 21st, I ended up going to United States Coast Guard boot camp. I graduated September 11th, so now I'm officially part of the fleet, and I am super happy with my life right now. I'm super happy and excited for the things to come. But with that comes the podcast, because I do love doing this. I know there's a few hundred listeners that are out there, whether you like listening to it or not. Honestly, I love doing it. A lot of the things I've talked about or I'm going to talk about are things that I, during a time that was very low or ignorant or whatever it is, I still feel like I am ignorant. I'm always learning. I was taught this information, or somebody gave me really good advice, or I just came upon it in order to better myself. And I'm not special. There's nothing special about me. Even being in the military, nothing makes me special or better than anyone else. So if I can relay something to you and you learn, then that's great. As a matter of fact, I love doing this because I learn. I get to dig into my own ideas and really find out why it is that I believe what I believe. Before I do these episodes, I actually do some research and I dig deep and try to find studies or try to find something, some sort of reference point to either back my opinion or potentially change it. So without further ado, welcome back to the Human Being Project. Today we're talking about what is your why. Honestly, I had a conversation with my cousin today, and I knew that I wanted to get back into doing this podcast. I had no idea what I should talk about. I feel like there's a lot to talk about, like especially boot camp and how boot camp applies to life and how just boot camp in general changed me. But that's for a different podcast, honestly. A lot of people went through boot camp and a lot of people can relate. But those who can't, I do want to get into the topic. So that way, maybe I can, again, provide some sort of clarity in life. Because I did learn a lot. I was in a lot of pain, but during that pain, I definitely learned a lot. So my cousin, his name is CJ. I can't think of his Instagram right now. But if you follow my Instagram, I post about him, or like I'll shout him out in my story when I upload this. And great dude, great guy, honestly, super awesome. And he literally just wanted to talk out of the blue and was like, dude, like, what is your why? Like, what drives you? I had to laugh, because honestly, it's not something I've thought about in a while. And it's not something that I had off the top of my head. And when I was laughing, I was like, you know, what is it that does drive me? He was able to share with me what drives him. And honestly, it was great. Then it was my turn. And like I said, it was a little hard. So what is my why? What is your why? What is why? Some of us think of our why as like a goal. For me personally, which I'll share with you right now, for me, it's actually a fear. Some people have goals, and I have goals too. I wouldn't necessarily say it's what drives me every single day, but I have the goal of, you know, one day taking care of my parents, making sure they never have to worry again, financially, for a house, for anything. I want to make sure my nieces and nephews can go to college, or at least I can provide them money so they can pay for books to go to college. I want to do whatever I can to give back to my family. And then out of that, I also want to give back to the community. Growing up, my mom, who is from Guatemala, used to send boxes. She still does send boxes full of our hand-me-downs to Guatemala and give to them. When I was in high school, she sent me to Guatemala, and I got to see it firsthand, actually giving someone clothes and shoes and food and money and all that stuff. And honestly, it was such a great feeling. And not because like, oh, I can do this or I have this and I can give it to you, but just to see that, hey, like, I should appreciate what I have more. And it's so crazy to think that somebody can be so much happier than we are as Americans with a lot less. So it was like a mind-blowing experience, I guess, because, you know, in high school, I wanted a phone, I wanted this, I wanted that, even though when I was a junior or when I was a sophomore, that was in like 2011, a long time ago now, I just was like a normal teenager and I just wanted stuff. When I went there, we were giving away so much stuff. Honestly, a guy asked for a pair of pants that I had on top of my bag. And my mom asked me, she's like, do you want to give them to him? And without even like hesitating, I was like, yes, absolutely. And that's when I knew, like, a goal of mine personally is to just make sure that I give as much as possible. I do want to save, and I'm not going to like give irresponsibly, I guess. I do want to clarify that. But I do know that being rich is not really a goal of mine. Making a lot of money to give a lot of it away is, and there's a difference. But I digress. That's not really like my driving factor every single day. I actually have a fear. So if I've said it before on the podcast or not, I used to be kind of a, you know, piece of crap teenager / 20-year-old, 21-year-old. I went through some changes in my life at around 21, I believe, 21, 22, something like that. I believe it was 21. And I was not okay with the way I was living. Just to be transparent, just real quick, I drank a lot of alcohol. I had no car. I was doing terribly at work on purpose, and I'd call out and skip out and try to find ways to not work. I would lie. I would whatever. I was just in a terrible, terrible spot. I blamed everybody for my problems and never took any responsibility for my own. I was 200 pounds at the time. It was a disaster. I was sleeping all day. I was so, so lazy and unmotivated, and I felt stuck. A lot of people would actually check up on me, and people thought I was depressed. They thought, because I was just sleeping all day. And when I'd wake up from my nap, I'd have an energy drink. And even with an energy drink, I'd just go right back to bed. I just didn't want to do anything. I had no why. So when I made a change, I decided to make a change. I took the first step. And I started bettering myself. I still didn't know what my why was. This actually was a process of a couple months to a year. And when I was doing that, I started looking at myself in the mirror, and I started looking at myself in pictures and everything. And I noticed I was so much happier. I started looking inward and seeing that, hey, like, holy crap, like, I'm not the same person anymore. I used to not value myself at all. And now I was at a point where I'm like, oh my goodness, I feel like I mean something to, if not anyone else, at least to me. I mean something to myself, because sometimes we don't even mean anything to our own selves. Sometimes we don't feel good enough, not just for anybody else, but to ourselves. And we become complacent and just say like, oh, okay, that's fine. Like, one day it'll fix itself. No, you have to make that change. You have to find that why. So my fear, if you've been able to guess it now, is I don't want to be that same person again. Today, I have a career in the military. I have a car that's mine. I have a great credit score now. I am the closest I've ever been with my family. I have great relationships, great friendships. I have a lot of drive in what I want to do. I know or find out steps on how to get to what I want. I don't take no for an answer when it comes to life, and I just try and try and try and go out and get what it is that I want. I don't let the fact that somebody may be better than me or more experienced than me even intimidate me into going after what it is. So, but I don't want to boast about myself. I'm just saying that who I am today, I have a giant, giant, giant fear of going back to who I was. Because when I was how I was before, it's not like I knew that I was messed up. It was a very gradual type thing. It was, It went from one beer to two beers to three beers to, you know, I'm just drinking all day, but to me it's normal at that point. To like today, if I have one, I'll already feel it. I'm a very lightweight. So, and that's what drives me, and that's my why. I don't want to be that person anymore. And it's good to have a why, and it's good to have that drive. And there's studies that are done, and there was one done in 2017 where people that lived the longest had a sense of purpose. And I know the world is crazy right now, but I still want to live long. You know, it can reduce your anxiety, it can reduce your depression, it can reduce your stress. Because honestly, right now in the military, I know I've been in long, but I'm working a lot and it's very hard work. But I know that I need to do this. I know that I have to be there because what I'm doing right now is a stepping stone for my goals in life. And I think about how irresponsible I used to be and be like, you know, the old Steven would just quit, but not me. And that will just push me through, and that stress and that pain and everything just goes to the side, and I could keep focusing on what it is that I'm doing. I used to be a heavy caffeine drinker, like 600 to 900 milligrams of caffeine a day. And today I'm at zero. Yes, boot camp had a lot to do with that, but boot camp reinvigorated that why and that fear, because now who I am today, although I know I will never go back to who I was, I know that I need to have that in me to just fuel me to keep going. And some of you might be wondering, like, you know, how do I find it? How do I get that why? I feel stuck. I feel like I don't have a purpose. I feel like I just don't know what it is. I don't have a passion. I don't know what it is that I want. And it's okay to feel that way. A lot of us don't exactly know what it is that we want. That doesn't mean you don't have a why. Like earlier, I said, like my goal, I one day may not have that fear anymore. And it might just completely be gone. And I'll just have that goal. And that goal will drive me to just want to be better. Or maybe if I don't have a passion or something, you know, let me see what people are doing when they come up to me. I have to have some sort of friend. You guys have to have somebody that talks to you. What do they talk to you about? I know a lot of people that say, I'm not in relationships, but everybody comes to me for relationship advice. Well, maybe that's what you were meant to do. Maybe you were supposed to be a teacher. Maybe you can present the information in such a calm manner, such a calm way, and you make people feel safe around you. Why would you get mad about that? Yeah, maybe it sucks you're not in a relationship, but you save some money, so there's that. Maybe people come up to you for help because you're really good at working on cars. You're really good at this, you're really good at that. You're good at anything. Like today, in today's day and age, I see on YouTube and I see articles all the time of people making money for things that they love, and it's ridiculous. TikTokers make ridiculous amounts of money. 13-year-olds are making money I will never make in my life. but honestly, you have to have something that it is that you're like, or that you're at least good at, and maybe that could be your purpose. You should have maybe a goal for yourself, and that could be your purpose. Maybe your goal, because you're stuck or something, is like, you know, I just want to go outside or go to the grocery store by myself. To be honest, over the years, that's something that I have heard a lot of my friends that have gone through some sort of depression or anxiety disorder or stress or whatever it may be. Going to the grocery store by themselves is very, very scary. So you just, that could be your purpose, or that could be your why, like just being able to get up for yourself. Make yourself the purpose, make yourself your why. You wanna be better because for yourself. You wanna be better for your health. You wanna be better because you know you need to go outside and for some reason you can't. Be better because you know that you have to take the first step in order to keep going. And all this sounds so cheesy and cliche, and I totally, totally get it. But how many people feel stuck? How many people you feel like you have a why or a purpose, and you're going to college classes that you're paying for and you don't even want to be there? How many people are successful and they just hate their job? I'm not gonna lie to you, I took a job once because of the money, and I remember every single day I wanted to quit. And in that moment, I realized, you know what? I don't care how much money I get paid for something. If I hate doing it, I don't want to do it. And I didn't know how to value myself. I didn't know my why. I didn't have that purpose. I didn't know what drove me. What drove me? What would drive me? I don't know. And until I figured it out, life was a little bit different. I wouldn't say it was bad, especially towards the end before I figured out my why. I'm just saying I wasn't as driven. And now, today I see a why in everything that I do. Today I ask a bunch of questions. I have my goals and I have my fears. And I ask a lot of questions to make sure that I can achieve that. I have goals for tomorrow, a week, a month, whatever, blah, 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 however long. And if I have the opportunity to talk about one of those goals with somebody, I will. And I keep those ideas and thoughts in the back of my mind, so I actively work towards them. Like, in order to be able to provide one day for my mom and dad, I feel like I need to go back to college. I feel like I need to study more. And it's not necessarily to get a better paying job, but just to educate myself to have more opportunities. So how can I go to college? You know, I can go to college by taking out a student loan, or I can go to the military, get some discipline along with it, and then get college paid for. So even though my parents are down the line, I'm taking steps every single day. You know, how can I not get kicked out of the military now? How do I make those 4 years? Well, every day I have to try my best. Every day I have to do the right thing. Every single day I have to want to be better than the previous day. So even though my why, my purpose, my goals, whatever, are far, 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 far down the road, I have to take steps every single day to get there. So we all need that. We all need to make ourselves the number one why. We all need to make ourselves have some sort of purpose. And if you're like, Steven, this is just rambles and it's not making sense, I do get it. I do ramble a lot. But there's no way for me to stress to you enough that this is something that you should try to have. Look at your goals. Look at what you think your why is. And you think like, you know, is this really my why? Does this drive me? When I am having such a bad day at work and I think about this, does it help me get through the day? And if not, rethink it. And it's okay to rethink. It's okay to have many whys. It's okay to change your why. It's okay to not know yet too. But it is not okay to not try at it. Because every day, and it is my sincere opinion, every day, we don't need to be better than the previous day. We don't need to be better than anyone else. We don't need to, show off to the world on social media or whatever it is. We don't need any of that stuff. But we just need to try to be better for ourselves. It's not being a narcissist and, you know, we only think about ourselves or being, you know, conceited or whatever. It's just making ourselves a priority, because sometimes we prioritize other people and their whys and their goals, and we help them and we do this for them and we do that, but we don't even think twice about ourselves. We're just like, oh, nope, I'm not gonna do it. I'll get to it eventually. Yeah, I'm gonna go to college. Yeah, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna get a job. Yeah. And then what? You gotta be driven. You gotta have that drive. And something that helps in that drive, again, is your why. So, sorry for the rambles. This is the first one after boot camp. I definitely gotta get back into the rhythm of these. I also now started a YouTube channel, and I am just going to be full-time military and full-time content creator. I really enjoy doing both. I love my YouTube channel. It's actually not necessarily about this podcast. I go on a lot of hikes, and I am a little bit of a wildlife photographer, I would say. And so I am uploading videos on the hikes that I go on, and just doing it just because I really like it. And I really like talking about things like this. And I'm glad I can have both mediums to do that. And yeah. So as always, you guys can reach me on Instagram at Steven_DLM. Find me on Facebook, Steven Delamora. That's Steven with a V, D-E space L-A space M-O-R-A. If you have any questions, you want to reach out, whatever, you want to talk about it, you need any advice, just hit me up. Let's talk. And you know, maybe you'll have a topic for the next podcast. Thank you guys so much. I miss y'all. All right. Enjoy. Bye.